Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 61st week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Just by way of review, because I want to try to finish this chapter. We find in verse number 1 of Genesis 45 that Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, that it said that he could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried. Verse number 2, and he wept aloud. And verse number 3, and Joseph said to his brethren, I am Joseph. And in the last part of that verse, his brethren could not answer him, and they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brother, come near to me, I pray you. And he says, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. And I just wanted, again, by way of introduction, that Joseph recognized God's hand in his life, in his own personal life, that we see in verses number 5, it was 7, and then verse number 8, he mentioned God has done this, God did this, God had a perfect plan so that he could save you and he could save Israel and your posterity, in other words, your children. He realized that God is sovereign, he has a perfect plan, and God's plan was to provide and protect Joseph or Joseph's family. Well, you know, I mentioned weeks ago that Joseph is a beautiful picture or type of Christ. Many things that happened in Joseph's life pictures Christ. For instance, Christ was also sold and rejected by his brethren, much like Joseph was. They refused him. The brothers refused him. Well, in Jesus, remember when he was standing before Pilate? Pilate said, then what will you have me to do with Jesus? And they said, crucify him, crucify him. They said, we have no king but Caesar. Remember all that? They refused him. They rejected him. Matter of fact, the Jews cried out, let his blood be upon us and our children. And by the way, it was and it still is from what happened some 2,000 years ago. But so you see the parallels of the picture of Joseph and Christ. Joseph was thrown to a pit. Jesus, well, the psalmist David in Psalm 16, well, Mark, let me read this. In Psalm 16, verse number 10, it's a prophecy of the resurrection of Jesus Christ that the psalmist David wrote when he said, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, or literally in the pit, in the grave, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. That was a prophetic look into the future about Jesus Christ. As he would die, he would rise again. Don't let anybody tell you that Jesus Christ is not in the Old Testament. It's all through the Old Testament, the prophecies and the pictures. And we see it in the life of Joseph. We see it. Matter of fact, Jesus talked about it as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights. So also must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. We see all these pictures. And getting back to Joseph, he was thrown into the pit and he was rescued out of the pit. Jesus was in Psalm 16 says, "My soul will not leave you. Won't leave my soul in hell, literally the grave or the pit, and he won't see corruption." And we see that also. Not only they refuse him, but notice what I just read in chapter number 45, how they sorrowed at his coming. This is the second time that the brothers had seen Joseph, and they didn't know about him the first time. Remember, he sent them back to Dad and said, you won't come back till you bring Benjamin. Well, this is their second time back and seeing him. Well, he reveals himself to them, and it's a picture of Jesus. When he comes back the second time, call it the second coming, he's going to reveal himself to Israel. Matter of fact, Zechariah, chapter number 12, and verse number 10. I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they've pierced. Remember what Joseph's brothers did to him. You know, they left him for dead. And so this is that prophecy that when Jesus comes at his revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, that they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son, and shall be bitterness in him as one that is bitterness in his firstborn. And then we see in Zechariah chapter number 13, verse number 6. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, these were which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Again, that's the picture of how Joseph was cast into the pit. He was wounded. He was thrown in the pit. Matter of fact, they left him for dead. And then here comes that caravan, the Ishmaelites and the Midianites. Remember, and Judah said, hey, let's sell him. And he went into Egypt. Well, it's a picture, literally, how Jesus, when we see later that Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, when Jesus comes to in the revelation in the second coming. Now, this is after the tribulation period. Again, I can't wait till we get back to the study of the tribulation. In the book of Revelation, that in the revelation, the revealing of Jesus Christ, he's going to literally appear in Jerusalem. And the Bible says that the remnant, matter of fact, if you read a little bit farther in Zechariah, it said that one third will be saved. In other words, two thirds in the tribulation of the Jewish people died during the tribulation. Only one third would be saved. And you know the background, the Antichrist has come against Jerusalem and is about to destroy all of Jerusalem and all the people. And Jesus comes right on time. And Jesus appears and the Jewish people said, who are you? And where'd you get those wounds? And Jesus says, I got that in the house of my friends. And then we find in Isaiah chapter number 66 these words in verse number 8. Who hath heard such a thing? And who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made forth, bring forth in one day? And shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. In other words, can a nation be born at once? And that's exactly a prophetic thing that it's talking about in the Revelation, that all of the remnant of Israel who's alive and they see the Messiah, they finally come, they will be saved on sight. They will be born in a day, so to speak. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. When we get in the book of Revelation, you see what we're talking about. But they come in Revelation, and they, as Paul was saved on sight. Remember, Paul said, I was one, I was pre-born. I was born out of due season, out of due time. In other words, before my time. And it was a picture of the nation of Israel that Paul was saved on sight. None of us was saved on sight. In other words, Jesus didn't appear to us. Saul, why persecute us? I mean, remember that story on the road to Damascus? And he saw the other guys were blinded. And they thought they heard something. They couldn't figure it out what was going on. But he appeared to Saul of Tarsus on sight. Saul, why are you persecuting now me? Then he said, Lord. First he said, Lord, is that you? Then he says, what will thou have me to do? He was saved on sight. It's a picture of the nation of Israel. When they see Jesus coming in the revelation, those Jewish people will see him and they'll be saved on sight. They'll place their faith and trust. Now, don't get me wrong. They will believe that that's Jesus Christ. Who did this? You did this to me. And then Isaiah, who could think of such a thing? Can a nation be born in a day? Can they be saved? So instantaneously, those people will be saved, and they will enter into the millennium. Anyway, said all that, say this, that Joseph is a wonderful picture of what's taking place of Jesus Christ and how Jesus showed the nation of Israel great grace and mercy. Remember, he said, I got this in the house of my friends. You did this to me. But yet he saved them, and they enter into the kingdom. Well, the same thing with Joseph. His brothers abused him and did those things to him, and yet Joseph showed great mercy and grace upon his brothers, and literally he allowed them to come into his kingdom.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.